And we're holding on Yud Aleph from a Bay's, the second line from the bottom. We were learning the whole business about when you have leftover things that weren't needed for that year's Korbanos. We started talking about the leftover sheep that they have every year comes with Chodesh Nissan. They have ones that were designated to eventually be brought for the Korban Tamid, but they weren't used that year because you always have to have a minimum of six that are available in the Lishka, so inevitably you're going to have some leftover come with Chodesh Nissan, and they have to be brought with Truma Chadasha, with this year's Matzah Shekel, rather than last year's. We talked about the leftover Ketores and all that in terms of what we do with them, and we were discussing the question, can we be poyder them from Hekdesh, and then can we be poyder them and make them chulin, and then rebuy them with new Hekdesh money, and is there a difference in that regard between the lambs and the Ketores? And then we also discussed the whole matter of when the Korbanos get lost and then are found again, and we were discussing this whole matter of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen, the idea that Beis Din decides in advance that when we're going to set up that these things are going to gain the kedusha that prevents them from being redeemed. So we can say that Lev Beis Din Masna, for example, that the leftover sheep are not going to become kadosh in the first place. Therefore, we're able to be poured to them. They only have kedushas domim at that point. And similarly with the ketores, and similarly with the lost and found korbanos, etc. And in the Mishnah, we said that they had asked Reb Shimon, in particular the mayor had asked Reb Shimon, according to you, would you be allowed to, your shitta, about what the various se'irim for the chatoris come to be mechaper for? Suppose that you have a goat that was meant to be brought on one of these Yom Tovim and then was lost and later on found in time for another Yom Tov or another Rosh Chodesh. Can we bring it there? And can we bring it? And Reb Shimon says yes, because they all accomplish the same kapara. So we said the reason why Reb Shimon has to use that reason is because he doesn't hold of the concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen. The last thing we said was that, in fact, when you have these leftover sheep for the Korban Tamid every year, according to Reb Shimon, you cannot redeem them when they're Tamim. Either they would have to develop a Mum, or we're going to discuss soon in the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, what we would say, what he says that you would do with them. So now we said sort of Shimon does not hold of that concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen. Meanwhile, we're saying the Chachamim do hold of that. So now the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, continuing that discussion. So the Gemara says, "V'rabbanan depligi aleidu Reb Shimon manninu." Well, who are those Chachamim who disagree with Reb Shimon on that point and hold Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen? Inemir Rabbanan Diktoris. Do you mean the Chachamim? Do we mean the Chachamim who are the authors of the Mishnah about the Ketores that we learned about yesterday, where we take the leftover Ketores, because we said every year there's going to be some leftover, most years there's going to be some leftover, and what we do is we said, we essentially sell it to the umnim, to the craftsmen, the Beis Avtinas, who make the Ketores. We essentially sell it to them and then buy it back from them with new money, and we're mechalal it and do all that. So you're going to say that we see that they hold Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen, and they make it possible for us to do that with the Ketores. The difference is, that's not proof that they hold in general Lev Beis Din Masna Lehen, even when it comes to animals. Shiny Ketores, Deloy Bar Re'ihu. Because after all, Ketores is not an animate object. You can't, unlike animals where you can say you leave them to graze until they develop a mum, and then we'll do something with the money. The Ketores, you can't do that. So there's no other way to do it. So therefore, Beles Breira, we're going to say that we're going to have to sell it and rebuy it back and do it in that and do it in that private way. So therefore, that's not a proof that they would hold that when it comes to the animals that you could do that, that they could in fact be part of them when they're coming. So, in fact, Tosfos says that, to be exact, the Gemara is going to go on to say soon that according to Reb Shimon, the leftover animals every year for the Korban Tamid we're going to use for Kayitz and Mizbeach. We're going to use for Korbanos when there's no other Korbanos being brought. But the point is that even, not only that, Tosfos says, but even Re'ir, even to leave them to graze till they develop a mum, that's not relevant to the Ketores as well. Okay. Elo Rabbanan de Para. So maybe you're going to say that the Chachamim who disagree with Reb Shimon are represented by the Chachamim who talk about by the Para Aduma, where we talked about, we learned yesterday, where the Para Aduma, we said that, that if they find, if it dies, if they find a nicer one, et cetera, et cetera, then we can be part of it. That's also not a proof, because as you said, Shidoma shiny part of the mayor you're cutting. Like we learned yesterday, the part of Adoma is extremely expensive, so therefore, so lay based in Masna, even about unusual situation, we said even for example, the unusual situation of, let's say, to find a nicer animal, or to shecht it outside of its place, and then use the money, and then be able to use the money for something else, so fine, because it's expensive, then like we learned, as the Gemara had put it yesterday, you know, you have a camel, for example, and now the thing gets eaten up by a wild animal, and all you can salvage from it is the ear. You're going to do that. At least you're going to try to salvage something out of this expensive thing. So that doesn't show that they hold that lay based in Masna in the general case. The Elad Abanim de Omrulai, are you going to say the Chachamim who hold across the board lay based in Masna, even when it comes to animals that otherwise could have been used for Korbanos, such as these leftover Tamidim, are you going to say that that's the Rabbanan de Omrulai, that those are the in our Mishnah, the Chachamim who ask Reb Shimon, when you say that all the Seirim deal with various aspects of Tumas Mikdash for Parshav, then according to you, can you exchange and use one that was meant to be used for one Yom Tov and use it on a different Yom Tov instead if it got lost and then found? So in other words, the question would be, in other words, at this point, the Gemara's understanding that maybe the question was, Reb Shimon is saying that maybe they're telling him, listen, you don't hold of lay based in Masna. So now, according to you, what are we going to do in order to be makir of this animal? And whereas we hold lay based in Masna, so we don't have a problem with that to say. In other words, that Basin will have had in mind in advance the possibility that the carbon will be lost and then found and then we can reuse it for another time. But what would you, Reb Shimon, say? The question with that is, does that show necessarily that they hold lay based in Masna across the board? Because, because after all, you have an arm Mishnah, you have two different Tanoim who are arguing with Reb Shimon, and we would have to figure out which one of them is the one who is in fact making this argument to Reb Shimon. The question would be, how would we know that the Omru Loi of our Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yehuda? Which in that case, if it was, then we would understand the question like we said, the Hachi Karmalei, namely Rabbi Yehuda would say, now Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah had said that the different Karbanos accomplish different things. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon that the ones for Rosh Chodesh and the Sarah Chitzin of Yom Kippur and then the ones for the Golem are each accomplishing different things. Not each to be exact. He says that Rabbi Yehuda had said in the Mishnah to be exact that he had said that you have the Sur Achitzin is Mechapa for one thing, and then the ones for the Golem and Rosh Chodeshim are Mechapa for a different thing. Reb Shimon had drawn a distinction between Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim. Reb Meir, as the Mishnah goes on to say, is the one who says that all of them are exactly alike. So if you say that the Omru Loi of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then fine, you could understand. It would mean as follows: V'hochi karma lei, namely Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, "Bishleim lidi di damin lei based in Masna lehen." It works out well according to my opinion that I say lay based in Masna Lehen, and based in has in mind in advance the possibilities of what might happen with these karbanos, and therefore they're not going to say that the karban is going to get its kedushas aguf and be unable to be redeemed unless it develops a mum. They'll make sure that doesn't happen, because they'll make sure it only becomes kaddish right before it's shechted. So then fine, I'm tula hochi yikrivu. Then that explains why, according to me, if let's say the one from Yom Kippur got lost and now they find it Sukkot time or they find it before Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan or whatever, then it would work, because to begin with, lay based in Masna Lehen, and they have in mind that this korban should not be necessarily tied to Yom Kippur. It should be available, and if it can't be brought on Yom Kippur, then we'll bring it the next time that we need a goat for a chatas for the tzibur. In that case, then we would understand Rabbi Yehuda's argument in the Mishnah to be saying, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, that each one, that according to you, Rabbi Shimon, that you don't hold lay based in Masna Alehen. So you hold that once the animal, for example, was designated for the Chatas of Yom Kippur, it has to be brought for that Chatas. It cannot be brought for a Chatas a different time during the year. And the only way out of it, on the face of it, would be for it to graze until it develops a mum, etc. So then the question is, Amai Yikruvu, according to you, why would we say that we could be makriv it later on if lay based in Masna Alehen? By what logic are you saying that works? And Reb Shimon answers in the Mishnah, doesn't matter, even though I hold that each of them is a slightly different type of kapara, all of them are in the same general ballpark of Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav, and therefore I hold that it's able to be moved from one to the other as necessary. So fine, if we understand, if the Omru Loy of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda speaking to Rabbi Shimon, then fine, then that means, in other words, we can say that then we can parse out the argument as follows, and the result is that Rabbi Yehuda would evidently hold lay based in Masna Lehen, and we said before Rabbi Shimon does not, and therefore now we have the two opinions, now we have the names of the two opinions that hold that lay based in Masna or not, as the case may be. But the problem with that, with all that is, Dumer Reb Meir, the fact is that in the Mishnah, the Omru Loi could equally well be Reb Meir. And in that case, now Reb Meir holds that all of them have the same exact kapara. And in that case, the fact that Reb Meir would hold that you can take one that was meant to be used on Yom Kippur, for example, and was lost, and now is found after Yom Kippur, and that you can use it for a different one, according to Reb Meir, has nothing to do with lay based in Masna Alehen, because it really is all exactly the same kapara, every single one of them, and therefore that would be why you could move it from one to the other. So Dumer Reb Meir, so maybe you could say that in the Mishnah, the one who speaks with Reb Shimon is Reb Meir, Vahachi Kamalei, and so he's saying, Bishleim Ledidi, it works out well according to me, Damina Kola Siddim Kaparas and Shava. I say that all of these Siddim, the Sir Hanas of Achotz of Yom Kippur, and the ones of the Regalim, and the ones of Rosh Chodesh, all Kaparas and Shava, they all do the exact same kapara. So then Mishumach Yikrivu, then that explains why if you have one from Yom Kippur that was lost and found before Sukkot or found before Rosh Chodesh Chesron or whatever, then we can be makriv it because no problem. It really is the exact same curve and it's just being brought at a different time. But all of them are dealing not only with the same general point of Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav, but all of them, Reb Meir says, they all accomplish the same thing. They all deal with the case with no yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'soif, or where there's no yediyah at the beginning, but there is a yediyah at the end, and tahor she'ochal satame. So therefore, Reb Meir would say, since all of these seirim deal with all of these with all of these kaparas, then therefore I have no problem saying that one that was meant for Yom Kippur can be brought on Sukkot, and one meant for Sukkot can be brought on the Chodesh Cheshvan, and so on and so forth. Because Mishum Hachi Yikruvu, that's why we can bring them. El Lidoch, but he asked Reb Shimon, you who hold that each of those three different types is mechaper for a somewhat different for a different situation. One where there's no yediyah b'tchila or b'soif. One where there's Yediyah b'soif for not b'tchila, and one b'chlal, not where the person was tameh, but rather where the meat of the korban was tameh. Amai yikruvu. So then he asked Reb Shimon, how could you be makruv then? So in that case, then if we understand the question that way, and we understand that the one who's asking Reb Shimon is Reb Meir, then we have nobody in the Mishnah who's saying lay based in Masna Alehen. So the question is, when we said before that Reb Shimon holds that Reb Shimon does not hold of lay based in Masna Alehen. And we said before, at the bottom of the previous Omer, we said that Rav Idi Ba'oven had said, Omer Rav Idi Ba'oven, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yechanan, that according to Rav Shimon, these leftover tmidim, you can't be parida, but according to the Chachamim, you could, meaning that they hold lay based in Masna Alehen. Well, who are those Chachamim who hold lay based in Masna Alehen? So far, we don't seem to be finding anybody who actually necessarily holds that. So the Gemara says, fine, El Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gomer Lo. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan can't prove it from a Mishnah or a Braisa, but he had learned from his Rebbeim that there is a Machloikas, L'divrei Reb Shimon Ein Niftin, that according to Reb Shimon, those leftover animals every year that you have, again, you have to have at least, as we learned, at least six sheep in the Lishka at all times that have been already, that are in the process of being checked for Mumin before we bring them as the Korban Tamid. So therefore, come Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you're always going to have ones left over, because it means, in other words, that you have there a 4-day supply at a time. So come Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have ones that were already bought a few days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan and are on their third or second or first day of being checked, as the case may be. So according to Reb Shimon, now we cannot redeem those animals when they're Tamim, and therefore we have to figure out what we're going to do with them come Rosh Chodesh Nissan, since we have to have all of this year's karbanas have to be bought with this year's money. But give a chachamim niftin, and according to Reb Shimon, and according to the chachamim, they could, because they based in Masneh. So Reb Yechanan had the Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that it's so, that according to the chachamim, that is an acceptable thing to do. So when we started the sugya on Yud Amud Beis with Ula saying in the name of Reb Yechanan, niftin tmimim, and Reb Chista had said, how can we accept such a statement from Reb Yechanan? Kedusha shebehem lahechan hocha. And we got into this whole discussion of Leib based in Masneh. So in fact, it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to the Chachamim, where does he get that the Chachamim say that? There is no explicit source for that, which would explain why Rabbi Chista wondered after how we could say such a thing. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan had the Kabbalah that there is such an opinion. And therefore, according to that opinion, there's no problem. What we can do is, we can be poyed of those animals. Now they become cholin. Now we can rebuy them with this year, from now we can rebuy them from Hektish with this year's Machzor Shekel. Meanwhile, the value of the old one, as we said, is going to go from Moser Truma and is going to be used to plate the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with gold. And then no problem. These animals now are going to become Kodesh again with this year's money, and then we can bring them as Korbanos Tamid the first few days of Nissan. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, you don't have that alternative, which now the Gemara therefore is going to deal with. According to Reb Shimon, what do we do with those animals? Okay. So that's that. In other words, so this concept that we were talking about from Yud Amud Beis until now about Leib based in Masneh Aleihen, it turns out it's not universally agreed to. Reb Shimon disagrees with that concept. The Chachamim hold of it. Which Chachamim? We don't know, because we haven't found an explicit bright Mishnah or Braisa that identifies those Chachamim. But Reb Yochanan has the Kabbalah that there are such Chachamim. Okay. Well, then the question is, will Reb Shimon de Lesley lay based in Masneh Aleihen? Well, if Reb Shimon doesn't hold of lay based in Masneh Aleihen, my Avdin Lahu, so according to him, what do we do every year with those leftover, with the leftover few animals that were in the Lishka? Since according to him, again, we can't say that we should be poyed to them because they're Tumim, and we're not gonna, and part of the question is, in other words, that, So Rashi explains, the question is, now, obviously, the obvious answer would be, okay, so we leave them to graze until they develop a mum, and then we use the money for korbanos, etc. Fine, but what we want, if at all possible, we would like to bring those animals themselves for korbanos. So what do we do? So what do we do with that? So what do we do with them? So Rashi in front of us doesn't say explicitly what the question is. The Ritva teaches out in Rashi that's the question. What do we do for them to be able to be brought rather than having to leave them to graze until they develop a mum, etc. So the answer is Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mekaitzin Behenes HaMizbeach. According to Reb Shimon, we would use those animals, we would save them, and use them for Kaitz HaMizbeach. Which, as the Gemara is going to explain later, we're going to talk about at the top of the next Amud, that Kaitz literally means, Kaitz is literally a type of figs. In Tanakh already we find that the word Kaitz is used to mean dried figs. So like a person would eat dried figs for dessert, the same way you have at times there's a dessert for the Mizbeach, there's times when no korbanos are being brought. You might have in the middle of an ordinary weekday, you're going to have the tamid in the morning and the tamid in the afternoon, and it might so happen that nobody is coming in the middle of the day to offer korbanos. So then they would have a fund, and they would have animals available for kaitz and mizbeach to bring, so to speak, like dessert after the main meal is finished, in order to keep the mizbeach full and the kohen busy. So now, according to the Pshimin, what we do is we take these. So again, you have these leftover animals. Comes a Chodesh Nissen. These were bought with last year's money, so we can't bring them for this year's Tmimim. For this year's Tmimim, and according to the Pshimin, we can't say Lev based in Masna, and therefore say they didn't have Kedushas Aguf in the first place. As soon as we bought them and designated them as potential animals for the Talmud, they now have Kedushas Aguf. Therefore, according to the Pshimin, what we do is we save them and we use them for Kaitz and Mizbeach later in the year. And that works in the sense that the same way as so Rashi points out that you still, again, Reb Shimon is saying that, for example, you can take the sur that should have been used for Yom Kippur, the sur achitzen, and instead use it for one of the seirim during Sukkah, so Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan or whatever, because it's all the same kapara. Well, the same thing over here. The tmidim, the korban tamid is an ola. Kaitzam is there is an ola for the tzibur. Kaitzam is there is also an ola for the tzibur. So therefore, so the point of Reb Shimon, that will work, and we can do that. So it comes out, in other words, in short, according to both the Chachamim and Reb Shimon, these animals are going to end up being used as korbanos. We don't have to leave them until they develop a mum and sell them, etc. According to the Chachamim, they're based in Masna, and therefore we can, to begin with, we can be poy to them, make them chulim, then rebuy them with this year's money, and according to Reb Shimon, they're going to remain kodesh, and we'll eventually use them for kaitz and mizbeach. So Tosfos points out in that case, then in the Mishnah, when they're arguing to the Shimon and saying, according to you, that each one of his has a different kapara, then how are we able to use one for a different time? And Reb Shimon says because they all come from the same kapara. Since, as we said before, Reb Yochanan knows, like we just learned, that there are Chachamim who disagree and say lay based in Masna. The reason whether so therefore so that necessarily requires, in other words, that according to Reb Shimon, they do know that Reb Shimon knows that these animals are going to be able to be brought for kapara, which is why they were asking him in the first place, rather than assuming that he would say that they would graze, and was saying, sure enough, he doesn't say they need to graze until they develop a mum, rather we can be mak with them as kaitz and mizbeach. Okay? So, further on that topic, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Umoydir Reb Shimon b'seir echatas, however, Reb Shimon will agree when it comes. So here we were talking about just now the animals that are meant for the korban tamid. So those were saying, so the ones that weren't used by Rosh Chodesh Nissen for the korban tamid, those are going to wind up being used for kites and mizbeach. But Reb Shimon will agree when it comes to the seirei chatas, ones where they bought an animal for a chatas and it didn't end up being used this year. So for example, Rashi describes, let's say, so they bought an animal for the sur of Rosh Chodesh Adar and it got lost and they couldn't find it, so they brought a different animal, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now you find the original animal in Nissen. Now again, you have the same problem. It was bought with last year's money. If it was a matter of just Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, no problem. Like Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, then they all accomplish the same kapara. Actually, that point everybody would agree to, because from one Rosh Chodesh to another, of course, it's the same kapara. But here, the problem is, it was last year's money versus this year's money. So now it is going to have to be used for kaitz and mizbeach. However, Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok is saying Reb Shimon will agree that with that sur she'in makaitzin begufon ela b'dmehen. There we cannot use the actual animal itself as kaitz and mizbeach, but rather we have to use their value, meaning that we're going to have to wait till they develop a mum and then sell them and use the money for kaitz and mizbeach. Why? The difference is hochahu demi'ikra oila v'hashka oila. Because in the case of the animals that were left over that weren't used for the korbanos for the korban tamid, the difference is originally it was meant to be an oila, and now it's going to be an oila as well. So fine, it won't be the tamid; it'll be a different kind of oila. But an oila is an oila, and therefore that's not a problem. Aval hosam, but when it comes to these goats for the chatas, demi'ikra chatas v'hashka oila, where originally it was supposed to be brought as a chatas, and now instead you want to bring it as an oila for kaitz and mizbeach, that you can't do. Now you might be able to do that. You might be able to do that on a minatoda level. He goes on to say, but midrabanan, you can't gzera la'acha kapara alto lifne kapara, because we have to make gzera if you're allowed to do that la'acha kapara after the kapara was accomplished with a different animal. Then people are going to mistakenly think that you can do that before kapara as well, and that's no good, because before kapara it's meant to be used as a chatas. Meaning, in other words, so in our case, so you have an animal that was supposed to be brought for a chatas on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So now, what would happen? Would we be able to take this animal that was designated for a Chodesh Adar, and we would be able to say, you know what, we changed our mind. Instead of using it for the Chatas, for the Chodesh Adar, instead we want to use it for an Ola. Can we do that? Obviously not. It was originally designated as a Chatas. We can't just willy-nilly, even lay based in Mas Nale, and that doesn't just allow us to go change things willy-nilly. That's when we have a reason to change it, then we can do that. So now we're Drabbanan, and then we're going to say, by the same token, even after Kapara, so even in this case, the animal was lost. We couldn't bring it to Chodesh Adar because we didn't know where it was. So we used a different animal instead for the Chatas Tzibur for a Chodesh Adar. Now we found it, we're not going to allow the animal itself to be used for Kayitz and Mizbeach because of this Gzeira, because otherwise people might be confused and think that we're able to do it even Lifnei Kapara. Were it not for that, Tosfos points out further that, yeah, the halacha is that what's left over from the Korbanos Tzibur will be used for Kayitz and Mizbeach. But because of this Zera, we're not going to do that. So therefore, the only alternative in this case will be to leave that animal to graze until it develops a mum and then sell it and use the money to buy animals for Kayitz and Mizbeach. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye Afanan Nami Tanena. In fact, we can see from our Mishnah that bears out that point, because a Braisa that we learned before on Daf Yud Aleph that explains this point as well, where the Braisa said Par v'Seru Sheyem Kippurim Sheavdu. If you have the par or sor that are supposed to be brought on Yom Kippur, there we're talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol and the sor of the Pnimi. Both of them where the blood is being brought into the Heichel. So those Sha'ovdu, if they got lost, the Hifra Shachem Tachtehem, and he designated other animals instead of them, and then later on, after they brought the other animals as korbanos, they found the originals. The same way with the goats that the Tzibur brings, if Basin made a mistake in Paskin, that certain kinds of Avodah Zarah are mutter, as we'll learn in Masechta Hodias, that in a few months, Bez Hashem, that in that case, then they bring goats as a chatas on behalf of the whole Jewish people. So the same thing, if those were lost, and they designated other animals instead. So what do we do with the original animals? Kulam Yamusu, all of them have to be left to die, meaning like we learned yesterday, we lock them up in a room and eventually they starve there. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Because as we learned yesterday, there is a halacha l'moshe Sinai discussed extensively in Masechta Tmura, that says that chatas shekipru, among other things, chatas shekipru ba'alah, a case of a chatas where it was lost and then the owner used a different animal for his kapara and then the original one was found. We said that we have to leave, it's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, we have to leave the original one to die. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that would apply in this case as well. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, you don't have to do that. You do actually stop. We'll leave them to graze until they develop a mum, v'yimachru, and then we can sell them, v'yitlun demein l'nedava, and now the money will go to nedava, which eventually goes for kaitz and mizbeach. And the reason is, they say, she'en chatas tzibur mesa, because they say, of course, there is this halacha l'moshe Sinai about chatas and mesas. However, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, that applies only to the chatas of a private person. It does not apply to a chatas tzibur. Well, the pirate sawyer and the seiri avodah zarah are all chatois hatzibur. So the concept of chatois hamesis doesn't apply to them, and therefore you can leave them to graze, and then they develop a mum, and then we use the money for kaitz and mizbeach. Now, the point is that we can prove from that, says Abaya, that Reb Shimon does not say that you can use the animals themselves for korbanos. Because, why would Reb Shimon say that you have to wait till they develop a mum? Nikru inhu gufayu ola. Why can't we just bring the animals themselves as an ola? For kayetz and mizbeach. And again, we would rather, if at all possible, have the animal itself brought as a korban, given that originally it was designated for a korban. The reason must be elalav shmamino gzera la'acha kapara alto lichne kapara. The reason must be, as we said, because the chachamim made a gzera. Yes, on a daraisa level, you would have been able to do that. This animal was supposed to be brought as a par for Yom Kippur, let's say. It was lost. Instead, they used a different par. Now, after Yom Kippur, it was found. So fine, minatoda, we would have said that, yes, we could now use that par for kaitz mizbeach, but midirabonon, we don't want to do that because then people will think that you could do that even while it's still ready to be brought as a chatas before Yom Kippur, and we can go and redesignate it for an ola, and that's not so. So therefore, the chachamim are going to prevent you from using it even la'acha kapara. So good. Then therefore, that proves that Reb Shimon holds that. So that bears out what we said before, that Reb Shimon would agree when you have an animal that was supposed to be an ola, and now you're going to bring it as an ola kites and mizbeach, no problem. Reb Shimon says you can do that. But to take an animal that was supposed to be a chatas and now use it itself for an ola, that not. Omar Rava, and Rava says, Achananami Tanena, we have a Mishnah that bears out this point as well. You don't only need a Braisa, like a Bayez quoting. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Yoma that also bears out the same point. You have the case over there. We know on Yom Kippur you have the Shnei Seirim. You make the Kohen Gadol makes the Gadol and then designates LaShem and LaZazel. So now what happens is that the Mishnah describes what happens, let's say, before they had a chance to send off the one LaZazel, then it died. So now we have to take two other goats and we have to start all over again and do another girdle. So now the result is we have two that were designated Lashem, one from the original pair, and then we have from the new pair. So what do we do with that? So one of them is going to be used as the korban, the Sur HaNasa Rifnim, where the blood of it will be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Kodesh and sprinkled over there. The other one, the Mishnah goes on to say that we're going to have to leave it until it develops a mum, and then we'll use the money for Nidava, for Kayetz and Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says over there, so that's the Gemara takes up the quotation over here. Hasheni Yirad Shistoyev, the second one Lashem, because right now we have two goats Lashem and we only need one. So we're going to have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum. The yamacha, which is considered the first and the second one for that purpose, is the Gemara discusses over there whether it means the leftover one from the first pair or whether it means the new one from the second pair. But anyway, the point is, whichever the second one, yirad shistoyev, you leave it to graze until it develops a mum. The yamacha, then we sell it. The yitl davar l'nedava, and the value of it is going to go to nedava, to kaitz mizbeach. Because the Mishnah says over there, she'en chata sibur mesa, because a chata sibur is not in the category of chatoris amnesis, and we know the only ones who hold that are Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar. So Rava says, well, therefore, you see, again, you could say, v'amai, now the same question as Abaya pointed out. Why would we say that according to Reb Shimon, we would have to leave it until it develops a mum, etc.? Yikrav ihu gufay ola, why according to Reb Shimon, would we not be able to bring that very same animal itself as an ola, elalav shmamina, it must be, as we've been saying, gzerila acha kapara, also lifne kapara. The reason why we can't do that is Zera, because if we do that after it's no longer usable as that chatas, people might mistakenly think that we could do that while it's still available to be used as a chatas, namely before Yom Kippur even, and that's not so. You can't just go and redesignate from chatas to Ola, and therefore Reb Shimon is going to agree that in that case you have no choice but to wait till it develops a mum rather than being makriv that animal itself. So where possible, we're going to try to be makriv the animal itself as kayetz and as beach, but in a case like that, we can't do that, and therefore we're going to have to wait till it develops a mum. Omer Ravina, and Ravina says, I'll also bring a proof. Afa nan nami tanena, and we can also prove this from yet another braisa that we see that Reb Shimon holds of this. Braisa says, Osham shemesu bailov, suppose that you have an animal for an osham that the owner died, Osham is skapru bailov, or that the owner used a different animal for his kapara because the original one got lost and he brought a different one. Now, we have a general rule. Rashi says that the Gemara mentions in other places, you have like this. There's five cases of chatoris hamesis. There's five cases, like we were talking about before, where you have an animal that was supposed to have been brought as a chatas, and for one reason or another, we can't bring it, and therefore it's mesa, we have to leave it to die. Now, it's there's also a halacha in that regard, kol shebachatas mesa, any case like that, with a chatas, any of those five cases, where it would have to be, if it was a chatas, has to be left to die, but osham, if the same kind of thing happens with an osham, roya, then we leave it until it develops a mum. So in other words, and two of those cases are Mesu Baler and Escaper Baler. If the owner of the Chatas died, or if the owner of the Chatas, if he lost the animal and brought a different one instead, then we're saying the original one has to be left to die. The parallel cases with an Osham, where the owner died, or where he had the Kapara with something else, instead we're saying Roya, it has to be left to graze. Braisa says, Osham Shemesu Bailov Ashin Escaper Bailov, Yirad Shistar, we have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum, V'yimocher, and then we sell it, V'yipil Dom of L'Nadova, and then the value of it goes to Nadova. On the other hand, Rabbi Yezza Oymu Yomus, Rabbi Yezza says that no, you do have to have it die, because he holds, Rashi explains, he holds that an Osham and a Chatas are alike for many different purposes in Halacha. There's actually a pasuk that says kachatas to osham, and Rabbi Eliezer takes that all senses, and then says that in general, for many different dinim, and for many different dinim, as far as shalosh lishmoy and other things like that, as far as the din of the blood being born into the heichel, that it becomes possible. And Rabbi Eliezer holds across the board, an osham is generally like a chatas. Ultimately, they are different korbanos, and the blood is applied to the mizbeach in different ways. But other than that, from most other dinim, Rabbi Eliezer holds that they're considered the same thing.
Hashem will be brought if it's a suffix.
And Hashem, where you have the six cases that we say in morning davening, Hashem Gzelus, Hashem Me'ilus, Hashem Shifcha Harufa. Some of them we're going to talk about later in our Masechta. But the point that you have certain cases where the Torah designates that a person has to bring an Hashem. In certain cases, the Hashem is designated as a specific kind of animal. Either you have for certain kinds, for the Hashem Nazir and the Hashem Metzorah, it's a sheep. Less than a male sheep, less than a year old, and by the other four, Hashem Gzelus and Me'ilus and so forth, it has to be a ram that's worth at least two sloyim. Ram, by definition, in halacha, is 13 months or older.
Or older.
Yeah. As opposed to a chatas, is for most people, is a female sheep or goat, and for a king, is a male sheep or goat. In any case, you have that difference as far as the age and gender of the animal. You have the difference as far as a chatas, the blood is applied to the four corners of the mizbeach with the kohen's finger, and osham it's shem atonas shein arba. But according to the chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, there are other differences in halacha between them, among them. We'll get into it in Masechta Zvachim in a few months, Bez Hashem. But among them, for example, a chatas is shechted shelo b'shmoy. Everybody agrees that's possible. And Osham is shechted shalai l'shmai as a different kind of korban. According to the Chacham, it's not possible just that the owner wasn't yotze. We still continue to bring it as an Osham. Rabbi Eliezer, meanwhile, holds that not. He holds, since it says kachatas to Osham, means they're the same across the board, and therefore whatever applies to a chatas will apply to an Osham as well. Well then, by the same token, Rabbi Eliezer is saying over here, the same way as we have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a chatas, that the owner died, or that he used a different animal for his kapara, now the original animal has to be mace, has to be left to die. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say the same thing is true as far as an Osham. Rabbi Yeshua says, or on the side, it brings over here that the relevant Gemara in Tmura says that it's actually, that it's actually Rabbi Lozer says, but anyway, Yavi Bedam of Oila. No, you can just use the value of it for an Oila, meaning, in other words, we're going to let it graze until it develops. The owner himself is going to use the value of it for an Oila. Which Rashi brings from the relevant Gemara in Tmura that talks about that the difference is if we say it goes for Kaitz Mizbeach, that's a korban of the Tzibur. And in particular, that means, therefore, nobody's doing smicha on it, because you don't do smicha on korbanas tzibur. The nesochim that go together with an oil are going to come from the funds of the tzibur, as opposed to if he himself has to bring it as a personal oil, then he's going to do smicha on it, and then he's going to have to bring it to nesochim as well. So in other words, both Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim agree that this animal, the value of it is going to be broader than Oila, but the difference is whether it's an Oila Siyachad or an Oila Tzibur. Anyway, the point is, Ravina says, so again, you have to ask, according to the Tanakhama, that said that we use it for Nedava, for Korban Tzibur, the Likra B'chol Gufa Oila, why would we have to do that? Why would we have to wait till it develops a mum and and use the value of it for carbon sibber for an olaf sibber? Why can't we say the animal itself could be brought as a carbon? And the Gemara is assuming that the Tanakama of this Braisa is according to the Bshimin, and again, according to the Bshimin, we said as much as possible we want the animal itself to be brought as a carbon. The reason must be, again, because Gzeir Elalab, Gzeir Elalab HaKapara, also Lifne Kapara. Again, that would show Reb Shimon does not want you to do it after Kapara, because you might mistakenly do it before Kapara, and that's no good. You can't take an Osham and redesignate it as an Ola, just willy-nilly, and therefore Reb Shimon is going to say that you have no choice but to wait till it develops a moment and then use the value of it for to buy an animal for an Ola. So again, good Shmami, no, that proves it. Tosfos gets into the point over here, by the way, that you have in other places, the Gemara uses the expression you have an osham, you have an animal that was supposed to be used for an osham, and the expression is shenitak l'ri'ya, that it was pulled away and sent off to pasture. So the meaning, in other words, that we have to actually redesignate it. This animal is not going to be, the Gemara talks about in other places, we have an osham like that was supposed to graze, and instead they decided to use it, you know what, let's bring it for a korban ola. It can't be brought as an osham anymore, because the person, for example, already brought a different animal for his osham, so now let's say we're going to use it for an ola. So the Gemara elsewhere talks about that, that would be fine, because after all, the animal itself, it doesn't have a mum yet, so therefore, and it was already nitzak, it was redesignated, anyway, that's not going to be an osham anymore, so therefore, there's not such a problem redesignated in an oila. So Tosfos discusses...
Because the guy brought some different
carbon. He brought a different animal instead, yeah. So Tosfos discusses over here and in several other places in Shas, the point, would we actually need nituk for that purpose? Do we actually have to say, you know what, we cannot bring this animal as an osham anymore, therefore it's lost its kedusha, therefore let's redesignate it as an ola, or would it be fine to say, you know what, this animal that we were going to bring as an osham, let's instead bring it as an ola? So the thing valid, and Tosfos talks about that maybe on a daraisa level it would work, and Dirabana not, and there are other places in Shas where Rashi says that no, that's actually midaraisa, you can't do that, and Tosfos disagrees and says that's not the correct girsa, and Tosfos goes, and Tosfos goes back and forth over here and in a few other places in Shas and discusses that point. Is it possible that on a daraisa level we could actually say that you could take an animal that was supposed to be an osham and without any further ado make it into an ola, and it's only midrabanan that you can't do that? In other words, all we would have to do is just send it to graze, and then we're saying, obviously, that means we're Masiach Das, we're not going to be using it for an Osham anymore now, that for Minamana Torah, that alone would be reason enough to redesignate it as an Oila, and only Midrabanan do we require it to develop a Mum, and then we're going to use the value of it for an Oila. Tosfos discusses that point. Anyway, the point is we have several different proofs that, yes, Reb Shimon holds, as we said earlier on the Omud, that when you have an animal that was supposed to be used for a chatas, so in this last case that we discussed over here for an osham, and for whatever for a chatas tzibur, or for a private person's osham, and we can't bring it, instead of saying that we're going to redesignate it for Kayetz and Mizbeach, we're going to say that we have to wait till it develops a mum, and the value of it will be used for Kayetz and Mizbeach. And in all those cases, the reason is, on the same grounds, because if we allow that after he, the individual, in the case of the Osham, or they, the Tzibur, in the case of the Chatois, use a different animal, then we might think that you might do that even before they use a different animal, when they're still Chayav, a Chatas or an Osham, and we certainly can't do it then.
Under the simple things like that in the Beis Midrash, where you have a Kohen Gadol, you have people that they know the difference.
Nonetheless, the Chacham in some cases have to make such clearness, yeah. Fine. So the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi. Now let's go back to, we said before that Rabbi Yochanan had said that this was all a side point, this was all as far as animals that were supposed to be a chatas or an osham. The main point we were discussing before is animals that were supposed to be oilus for the tzibur, in this particular case, the korbanos tamid, and we didn't end up using them for the korbanos tamid because Rosh Chodesh Nissen came and it's a new fiscal year in the Beis Mikdash. So we said, according to the Chachamim, we said before, Rabbi Yochanan had said, fine, we'll put those animals and then we rebuy them with this year's money. According to the Shimon, we said we can't do that because he doesn't hold lay based in Masna Leyen. So according to them, they have the full Kedushas Aguf, and once an animal has Kedushas Aguf, you can't redeem it as long as it's a Tomim. So we said according to him, we said before, Rabbi Yochanan had said earlier on the Omud, Mekaitzim Behenesim Mizbeach, that we use them for Kaitzim Mizbeach, we use them for Korbanos when there's no other Korbanos being brought. So Tani Nami Hochen, we learn indeed, a Braisa that says just that. Mahin Mivin Menam Moistris, what did we bring as Korbanos from what's left over from one year to the next, Kayets, we bring kayets, so to speak, like dried figs, kibnos shuach, like bnos shuach, which are a type of figs, la mizbeach, for the mizbeach. Meaning, in other words, that you have that, meaning, in other words, again, the same way as, for example, a person would eat dessert, a person would eat dried figs for dessert, the same way we have a dessert for the Mizbeach when there's no other korbanos being brought. That kind of thing throughout Shas. Whenever we talk about Kayetz Mizbeach, we're going to be learning about it extensively when we start getting to Masechta Zvach and Bes Hashem. So that kind of thing, this is where it's defined that it means it's like dessert for the Mizbeach when nothing else is being brought. Tosfos actually says the proof that the Gemara is bringing is not just for the point that we said before, that Rabbi Yochanan had said that according to Rabbi Shimon, the leftovers are used for Kayetz Mizbeach. It also helps prove the point that we just said about Lifne Kapara and La'acha Kapara. The whole point that we said that Abaya and Rava and Ravina had all brought proofs from various Mishnayos and Braises, that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is this Gzera La'acha Kapara, Otu Lifne Kapara. We see that from this case as well, because we're saying Mahin Mavian implies that we don't use the moisturists themselves that we don't use the leftovers themselves for Kayetz Mizbeach, but rather only their value. So therefore, in other words, it would be not like Rashi says that moisturous means the leftover animals for the Korban Tomid that were not used last year. Rather, moisturous would be leftover animals, leftover money or animals for Chatas and Osham that did not end up being used. And then we would be saying that we use them for Kayetz and Mizbeach. But we can't use the animals themselves. We use Mahois and Mehen. What do we do with them? Meaning their value. Now, the Gemara assumes when we said Kayetz, Kivnois, Shuach, and Mizbeach, it sounds like instead of bringing figs on the Mizbeach, instead we're bringing these korbanos. The question is, what do you mean? You can't bring figs as korbanos. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, Ki chol se'er v'chol debash. Remember, the pasuk says you can't offer on the Mizbeach any se'er, any chometz, or any dvash, any honey, which includes all kinds of sweet fruits, which includes figs. So what do you mean? You're saying that as if, like, you can't bring figs, instead of bringing figs as a korban, you're going to bring these as a korban. It doesn't work that way. So the answer is, what it means is, like, what dried figs would be, what v'nos shuach would be for a person, is what these korbanos are for the mizbeach. We don't mean that we would ever bring fruit on the mizbeach. The only case where they bring fruit into the Azara is the Bikurim, and those are not offered on the Mizbeach. What we mean is they're the same thing as Bnos Shuach, the type of figs, would be for a person. That's what Kayetz Mizbeach is for the Mizbeach. That it satisfies the Mizbeach when there's nothing else being brought. Tosfos gets into a long explanation over here, by the way, the discussion of what Bnos Shuach are a type of figs. However, from all Gemara, it sounds like they're a very good quality kind of figs, the kind that a person might use for dessert. On the other hand, Tosfos also brings from a medrash that Vnos Shuach, according to one opinion, are the fruit from the Eitz Hadas. And the medrash explains then why they're called Vnos Shuach, because they're called Shucha, they're called a bowing down for humanity, because all of us were originally straight and would have lived forever and whatever, and the result of the Chet Eitz Hadas is we're all bowed down and then so on and so forth. Tosfos discusses, though, that there are other Gemaras that seem to imply that Vnos Shuach are bad quality fruits, and then Tosfos discusses in some detail about the possibilities with that. Are Bnos Shuach, in fact, the better ones, or the worst ones? Are there different kinds within Bnos Shuach themselves? And then Tosfos has a discussion about that point. Okay. Fine. Since we're talking about Kayetz Mizbeach, so the Gemara brings further on that point. Dorash Rav Nachman Barav Chista in the Kayetz in Va'ola Sa'if. Rav Nachman Baruch Chista gave a drasha that said that we do not use birds for Kayetz Mizbeach. This is what we're saying, that we have korbanos for Kayetz Mizbeach when necessary, and when we use money, we use those funds in the Bais Hamikdash called Nedava for that purpose. So we're saying that you cannot use birds for that purpose. Omar Rava, so Rava says Habucha. This is nonsense. This is something made up. Rashi translates Burcha Dovra Bodu Min Alev. This is something you made up. Where do you get that concept? Why shouldn't you be able to use birds? Birds are perfectly valid for a korban ola. Why shouldn't we be able to use birds for Kayetz Mizbeach? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rava, my Burcha, why do you find that to be so? You're saying that that's made up. Another explanation of Burcha, by the way, is the Rashi elsewhere explains, and the Orach also explains, Burcha would be Meloshin Burus, Meloshin something ignorant. So we're sort of Nachum Yitzchok saying, why are you calling it made up or ignorant or something? I know I'm written Niyaleh. You should know. I told Rav Nachum about Rav Chis at this point, and I didn't just make it up either. Or Meshmeid Rav Shimi Min Ahudah, I'm written Niyaleh. I told it to him in the name of Rav Shimi Min Ahudah. So it has a basis. And why Taka does Rav Shimi say, and what's the reason? The Omen of Shimi Min Ahudah, Moistris L'Nidvas Tzibur Azli, leftover things, meaning leftover money of Chatas and Osham, for example, that wasn't needed, end up going to Nidvas Tzibur. They end up going to Korbanos that are going to be used for Nidava for the Tzibur, namely Kayitz Mizbeach. They ain't Olas Oif for Tzibur. The fact is that Tzibur never brings birds as Korbanos. The whole concept of bringing a bird as a Korban only applies to individuals. So therefore, so when we're talking about a Korban Tzibur over here, which is what Kayitz Mizbeach is, then therefore birds are automatically excluded.
Plus the birds, there's smell and there's much to burn there.
Well, that's neither here nor there. The fact remains, among the Korbanos Tzibur, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Maaser Korbanos gives some basic ground rules to remember, to help remember. You have a lot of different kinds of Korbanos, a lot of different kinds of possible animals and birds, and it can get confusing. So the Rambam lays down a few ground rules over there. One thing he says, you should realize, among the Korbanos Tzibur, there are no birds, there are never any female animals, and then there are a number of other basic rules like that that help you remember things.
No female animals.
Yeah, female animals only for private people's Korbanos. Rav Shamshon of all Hirsch has in particular, many Mephoshim don't deal with the specifics of why each korban is a certain kind of animal. Why is this korban davka a sheep and that one davka a goat and so forth? The Rambam, for example, mentions in Mor Nebuchim, look, he says I can give you a general reason for the korbanos, but you can ask me why is this particular korban this kind of animal and that one. He says I can't give you that level of detail why it would be. But Rav Hirsch has it throughout his commentary. He has a lot of symbolism in it, that this kind of animal represents this characteristic of a person, and that one represents that one, and male versus female, and this and that, and he goes and uses that to explain all over why each korban has to be what it is. So he has an explanation. I don't remember what it is exactly, but he explains that there's a reason why birds are relevant only to the yochid and not to the tzibur. In any case, so Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok is saying there's a very good reason that you can't use birds for nedava for kaiyitz mizbeach, because it's a korban sibur, and we see that there's never any korban sibur of birds. The Tosfos points out when the pasuk describes a person bringing a bird as a korban, it says nefesh. It says when a nefesh brings a korban, and nefesh implies an individual. Tosfos actually points out that there might actually be a case. Let's say, for example, that they did end up using some of that money to buy a bird. Then Tosfos says, listen, what are we going to do with it? We have no choice but to bring it as Kayitz HaMizbeach. But to begin with, to go and use the money from the Nedava fund and use it for that, then Rav Nachman and Rav Chista is saying that we can't do. And in fact, that's how the Rambam paskens the halacha. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Okay, so now, all this time we've been talking about Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that when you have the leftover animals for the Tomid from year to year, so we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Leib based in Masna Aleihen, then we use them for Kayitz HaMizbeach. But the point is, in other words, Rabbi Shimon is not going to say that you need to leave them to develop a mum and then we'll use their value for Kayitz HaMizbeach. Rather, we can use them themselves for Kayitz HaMizbeach, because before it was an Oila and now it's going to be an Oila. So now, the Gemara says, V'ach Shmuel Savalah Adu Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees with that statement of Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Korbanos Tzibur, Sakin Moshachta Mamashahein. Because Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that when it comes to the Korbanos Tzibur, the knife with which they're going to be shechted draws them to the type of korban that they were supposed to be. So meaning, even if it's not the exact same korban, as long as it's the same type. So meaning, you have an animal that was supposed to be used for the korban tamid, which is an oilo. Now we can't use it for the korban tamid because it was bought with last year's money. Now we're going to say that fine. When we can shecht it for kayitz mizbeach, how does it get redesignated from a tamid to kayitz mizbeach? No problem. The knife itself causes when they shecht it, then that makes it that now it has a new designation. It's going to be for kayitz mizbeach. It'll still be an oila, but it won't be a tamid anymore. So we see the same kind of thing. The same thing as Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that's what we do with these leftover animals. We use them for kayitz mizbeach. We see that Shmuel is saying the same thing, that there's no problem, and that we don't need a specific redesignation, just the fact that when they're shechted, it's gonna become kayitz mizbeach. Tanya Nami Hochi, and we learn similarly in a Braisa, Umoji Rav Shimon Besoyer. Now, Rav Shimon does agree when it comes to the goats that we have for the Chatois Tzibur that we've been talking about all this time. Shem Loi Kara Beregel, if they didn't bring a goat on one Yomtiv, Rashi explains the Mojid of Shimon is the continuation of that all of these korbanos are being brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So as long as they're being brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, then they can go from one to the other. They can be redesignated from one to the other. So Rav Shimon will agree about the sir Shimon like Korah Beregel. If you didn't bring it on one Yomtiv Yikra Bereshchodesh, then you can bring it on the next Reshchodesh. Shimon like Korah Bereshchodesh, and if you didn't bring it on Reshchodesh Yikra B'yema Kippurim, then you can bring it on Yom Kippur. Shimon like Korah B'yema Kippurim, and if you didn't bring it on Yom Kippur as a Sarah Achitzen, which is again a regular type of Chatos, Yikra Beregel, then you can bring it the next Yom Tov, Vimloi Kora Beregel, Zay Yikra Beregelacha, you didn't bring it on one Yom Tov, you can bring it on the next Yom Tov, Shemit Chiloser, Le Ba'al Chapra Mizbeach Achitzen. Because to begin with, it was meant to be designated as a Kapara on the Mizbeach Achitzen, and therefore there's no problem having it interchanged from one to the other. Until it ages out, or until it was bought with last year's money.
Ages the three?
Most kabbalists has a maximum age, even if it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk, but yeah, eventually the animal becomes old, and an old animal is possible for a korban. So the point is, in other words, so we see, and Rav Shimon is saying in the Mishnah that in Kaparos and Shavah, the Kapara of the Sur of Yom Kippur, according to him, is different than the one of Rosh Chodesh, and that's different than the one of Regolim. And still he says, since they're all coming on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, Tana, and we learn in a Braisa, Lehuk Deshal Lachapra Mizbeach HaChitzen, basically saying the same thing, that they're coming only to be offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So therefore we see from that, that Rav Shimon is saying that you can have the same, so the same way as he says, for example, that the one of Yom Kippur can be instead used for Sukkot, so the one for Sukkot can instead be used for Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and so on and so forth, because they're all chatos. The same way we can say, as far as the oilas, that an animal that was supposed to be the korban tamid can instead be brought for an oila that has a different motivation, namely kaitz and mizbeach, and that's fine because they're all oilas. So that bears out, therefore this braisa also bears out that point that Rabbi Yochanan is saying and that Shmuel is saying about Sakin Meshachtan Mashahin. That's all according to Rashi. Tosfos brings from a different Gemara in Zvachim that says that actually, so it comes out, in other words, according to Rashi's explanation, means that Shmuel's statement fits with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The problem with that is that Rav Shimon is saying as we've been saying all this time, that the leftover animals from the oilus from one year are instead going to be used for kites and mizbeach. So Shmuel's statement of Sakin Meshachtan on the Mashahin would fit with that. The problem is Tosfos says that there's a different Gemara in Zvachim that explains that Shmuel actually holds like the Chachamim, not like Rav Shimon. And then therefore it's a matter of lay based in Masna Alehim. So that and some other questions. So Tosfos brings from the Oruch that the flow of the Gemara is like this. Sakin Meshachtan L'Mashahein means whenever you're shechting an animal for a korban sibur, then whatever they're shechting it for, then that's what it becomes. So in other words, it all depends on lay based in Masna Alehim. So even though they had said beforehand, we plan to bring this as a Tumid, but they could decide at the last moment that we decide, you know what, instead of the Tumid, we're going to use this for some other kind of korban, and that would be valid. Sakin Meshachtan L'Mashahein, only when we put the knife to the animal's neck, only then does it become a particular type of korban, a tamid or whatever. So now we bring a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, that again, that we said that that's what we do with the Tamidim from one year to the next. We said according to the Chachamim, Fakert, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan's statement fits with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. That's, we don't say laid based in Masna Alein, but we say that all Korbanos are, that all the Korbanos Ola are interchangeable. Now we're saying that no, according to the Chachamim, we said, what do we do with those leftover animals from year to year? We said we poi to them, even though they're tamim, because they're based in Masna Alehem, and they don't have their full kedusha yet, and now we can rebuy them with this year's money and use them for korbanos. So the point is, because they haven't been shechted with a knife yet, therefore it's possible to redesignate them from kodesh to chulin, and then bring them back to kodesh. So it wouldn't be Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn similarly in a Braisa, it would just be Tanya, we learn a Braisa. Or another possibility, Tosfos says the Tani Nami Hochi would refer to the point that we sat on Aleph, that Reb Shimon does agree when it comes to the Chatas, that we can't redesignate them as an Oila. So then, Tani Nami Hochi, we would say that the Reb Shimon agrees with the Seirei Chatas, that you can't use them themselves for Kayetz HaMizbeach. You didn't use it on Pesach, you're going to bring it on Rosh Chodesh, etc. You didn't bring it on Yom Kippur, you're going to bring it on Sukkot, but if you didn't bring it on one Yom Tiv, then you bring it on Shmini Atzeres, but you can't go beyond Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because then you're going to be using it from one year to the next. L'fisha mitzvilosa le'hukta sh'alol chapra HaMizbeach HaChitzen, to begin with, it was meant to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen as a chatas, so therefore we can't change it to an adava. That goes to show, therefore, like we said before, on Amun Aleph, that you can't change it from a chatas to an ola, and that would be another proof then to the point that we were discussing on Amun Aleph, that animals that were supposed to be used for a chatas, even though it's la'achar kapara, even though we did end up using a different animal for the korban, nevertheless we can't redesignate them to as an oila. Okay. So fine. So now we've gone through this whole discussion of lay based in mas nale and this whole matter of based again, which we brought in on Mishnah a few times during the sugya to discuss this point of whether an animal that was supposed to be brought at one time can instead be brought at a different time. So the Gemara continues to now new topic in the Mishnah. We said, so far in the Mishnah, we've been talking about the various korbanos tzibur, the various chatoris tzibur, what they're mechaper for in terms of shoyig, of tumas mitzvah shekodshag. So far we said, you have the sar hanasa b'fnim, which temporarily covers a person where he knew to begin with that he was tameh, then forgot and entered the vismikdash and doesn't know yet that he did anything wrong. So it covers him until he finds out and then he brings his personal korban. We said, you have the sar hanasa b'chutz of Yom Kippur and the ones of Rosh Chodesh and the ones of Yom Tov. We have the three-way machlokas in the Mishnah, or four-way machlokas in the Mishnah, what each of those covers in terms of kapara. But in any case, all of those were for cases of shurigin. Now, the Mishnah had continued, Val zodin tumas mitzvah shel kodshav. What about if a person deliberately goes into this mitzvah tamei, or eats kodshim when he's tamei? So for that, there's no korban. Sir Hanasa B'fnim Chola. So now the Sir, which is done inside, the one where the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, plus Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper, meaning that was where he did Tshuva. So wait. And the Gemara says, how do we know that? Yitzhon Rabbanon, as we learn in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'chipper al HaKodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael. Mitumas b'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says he should atone in the on the Kodesh from the tumas of the Jewish people. And the Pasuk says, from the Pshoyim and all of their Chatois. So Pshoyim Elo HaMerodim. When it says Pshoyim, means the deliberate rebellious Averis. V'chenu Omer, as we find the Pasuk, Melech Moya Poshabi, as we find the Pasuk where Yehuda Melech Yisrael says to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, the king of Moyav has rebelled against me and must go to war against him. So we said the word Posha means rebellious. The Omer, and we have another Pasuk later on, also in Melachim, Oz Tifshal Livna Ba'isahi. Yeah, later on there was a Yehoram of Yisrael. Then a few years later there was a king Yehoram of Yehuda, and he was a Rosha. And during his time, the Pasuk describes that the Edom rebelled against him and made themselves independent. And then the Pasuk says that also Livna, a city in Eretz Yisrael near Edom, also rebelled. So we see Tifsha also means to rebel. So we see that Pshoyim therefore means rebellious Averis. Chatois, Elo Ashgogus. And when it says Chatois in the Pasuk, V'shem L'chol Chatoisam, that means where they did B'shogig, V'chayinu M'nefesh Yisechta B'shgoga. As the Pasuk says, when a person does an Avera B'shogga, B'shogga, so we see that Chet means B'shogig. So therefore, so we see, in other words, that the Sur of Yom Kippur, the Sur of Pnimi, which is what that Pasuk is talking about, is Mechaper for deliberate Tumas Mithesh V'kodshel. But we have to figure out what kind of mazid are we talking about. So that's what Gemara is gonna go on to say. So the Mishnah had said, Al Shara Vedas Shabbatura. It means exactly that. It means, in other words, he knew that he was Tomei and he still entered the Vesinikash. So yeah, he could be Chai of Kodesh, but we're saying if Yom Kippur, if he gets Kodesh before Yom Kippur, okay, then he got it. But if not, then the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, we're saying, will be Mechaper for him. Primarily, we're talking about if he did Tshuva, but that's the next piece we're going to talk about over here, whether Yom Kippur requires Tshuva or not.
Obviously, he has to be Tshuva as accepted by Hashem, but he knows.
Right.
It was,
Okay. So the Mishnah had said, Al Shar Averis Shema Torah, as far as all the other Averis Shema Torah, Hakalas Vachamuris, whether the lighter ones or the heavier ones, has Donish Vasrogas Chola, or whether they were Mazid or Beshregig, and the Mishnah had continued whether Hoida or Loi Hoida, whether he knew about it or not, Esser or Loi Sesser, Chrisis or Mrs. Bastin. So for all of those, the Mishnah says the Sura Mishtaleach, the Sura La Zazel is Machaper for all of those. So the Gemara says, what is the definition of all these things? Hainu kalos, hainu esse, velois esse. On the face of it, what does kalos mean? It means where there's esse and a regular esse or a lois esse. So those would all be considered under kalos. So why does the Mishnah have to mention kalos and chamuris and also esse velois esse? It seems to me that esse and a regular esse and a regular lois esse where there's no kores or anything like that, all under the category of kalos. And chamuris, hainu krisis, or misses basedin. And on chamuris, the same as krisis, misses basedin. And hoida, hainu mazid, when he was informed of what he did wrong. And that sounds like mazid. He was informed ahead of time that he knew that this is wrong, and he's doing it anyway. It can't mean, in other words, Rashi says, usually hoida would mean that he did it b'shoigig, and then afterwards he found out. The problem with that is that then he's chayiv a chatas, or an osham of his own, and the fact is, there's a Mishnah in Christus that tells us a person is chayiv, a personal chatas or osham, he has to bring it, even though Yom Kippur has passed. So what do you mean then? So hoida can't mean that he, for example, he ate chalev, let's say, before Yom Kippur, and he didn't know that he'd eaten, and after Yom Kippur he finds out that he should be potter, because no, the fact is he's chayiv to bring his own chatas. The same thing with Zeilus and Me'ilus and the rest of them. So what do we mean? So Omer Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda explains like this. Chochi Kamar. It means like this. Al Shar Averis Shabbat Torah ben Kalos ben Chamuras, regarding other Averis in the Torah, whether they're Kalos or Chamuras, whether they're lighter or heavier, ben Shasson b'Shoigig, ben Shasson b'Mezid, whether he did them by mistake, and the mistake over here, Rashi explains, would have to mean where there's no chatas, where there's an oshab tolui. So the classic example, we have, for example, two pieces of fat in front of him, one chalev, the other one not chalev, and he eats one and he doesn't know, and the other one got lost, and now he doesn't know if the one he ate was chalev or not. So that would be the shrigig. The bright is Rabbi Yehuda is teaching out the Mishnah. So whether kalos for chamuris, ben shasan b'shoigig, ben shasan b'mezid. So whether he did them b'shoigig in the sense that he's chayv and oshem toloi, or whether he did them b'mezid, where there's no korban either. Oisan shasan. So those averus that he oisan shasan b'shoigig. So as far as the ones that he did b'shoigig, where now there's a korban, where now there's an oshem toloi, ben noydalos sfeikan, ben lo noydalos sfeikan. Whether in fact he finds out about the suffix before Yom Kippur or not, either way he's not. Either way, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and he doesn't have to bring his Oshem Tolui after Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, Elohim, Kalas, Esser, Elois Esser, the definition of Kalas would be a regular Esser, Elois Esser, the Elohim Chamuris, what would be considered a stringent Navera, would be the ones that have Christus and Mrs. Bastin. So therefore, so in other words, so that's what we mean. So you're asking, Kalas means to be Esser and Elois Esser, and Chamuris is Christus and Mrs. Bastin. You're right, that is what it means. The definition, that part, when he said kalos for chamuris, esav alois esav, we mean that's a definition. As far as you're asking that hoida and loy hoida seems to map exactly on the shogig and mezid, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that no. Shogig and mezid means just that. He ate chelib b'shogig versus he ate chelib b'mezid. Hoida or loy hoida would mean where he ate something that might have been chelib and he doesn't know before Yom Kippur, or he does know before Yom Kippur that he was in this suffix. Where they always say, hoida would mean that he was known, that he was made known to him. So in other words, hoida would be, he had the two pieces in front of him. Before Yom Kippur, he realized, you know what, wait, I had these two pieces, and I ate one of them, and one of them was chalev, and I don't know which one. So now we're saying, comes Yom Kippur, then it's mechaper for him, and he doesn't have to bring an oshem toloi after that. Loi hoida would mean he never even knew before Yom Kippur that there was anything wrong. Now when he finds out after Yom Kippur, you know what, one of those pieces I ate might have been chalev, also he doesn't have to bring an oshem toloi. So an Oshem Tali would be if he knew that he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one. He doesn't know what happened to the other one. The other one got lost. Then before Yom Kippur, he's going to have to bring an Oshem Tali. We're saying if he waits till after Yom Kippur, he does not have to bring an Oshem Tali. It erases it. Meanwhile, though, until the point of the Oshem Tali is to protect him from Yisurim, so if he doesn't do it as soon as possible, he might be subject to Yisurim, but if he waits till Yom Kippur, and then he doesn't have to bring his Oshem Tali afterwards. So we'll continue tomorrow, Beth Hashem, and we'll talk about what exactly, why exactly you would need a Korban Sibur to be mechaper on an essay, and we're going to continue talking about this whole matter of what kinds of Avedis exactly are covered by the Sur La Zozel, and which ones are covered by Yom Kippur itself, and what about, does the person have to do tshuva, and does he not, and we'll take up that whole point tomorrow, Beth Hashem.
He's going to speak about which one, the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur.
So till now we were talking about the Korbanos. Now we're focusing on the Sur La Zozel, which is not a carbon per se, but right. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says on it, that it takes Kol Avonis Bnei Yisrael, Veskol Peshayim, Lachol Chatoisam, so it cleans up many other different kinds of Avedis other than, like this, till now we were talking about Tumas Mithish Rekodshav. Now we're broadening it, and we're going to be talking about Korban, now we're going to be talking about Chatoim and Avonis and Peshayim in general, that the Sur La Mashkaleach covers them. But we have to figure out which ones is it necessary for the Sur La Zozel to deal with, and which ones do we have that Shuva alone helps, and which one do we have that you need other things, and so on and so forth. And then we'll also get into the discussion, what about, does a person have to do Shuva for Yom Kippur to help him, or will Yom Kippur help him and be mechaper for him, even if he didn't do Shuva, which is the Sichas, where they never talks about the idea, in other words, that idea, according to Rebbe, which we'll learn, it's the very day of Yom Kippur is mechaper, because on Yom Kippur you have the Yichidish of a Nefesh is revealed, and therefore that means, in other words, so therefore there's no room for Avedis to have any effect anymore. So we'll learn all about all that tomorrow, Beth Hashem.